Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. The show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, Elite Vacation Homes is the place to go. They have homes from 2 to 6 bedrooms, they have pools, they have game rooms, and they have outside barbecues. So contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show is also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you need to rent a DVC hotel, if you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, Animal Kingdom Lodge, Contemporary, contact David's at davidsvacationclubrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, show number 162. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing? I thought you might have got rid of my stool after I was absent on the last show.
Oh, yeah, you made me do the news all by myself. It was frightening, wasn't it?
Nah, it sounded pretty good, actually. I was jealous. I wanted to be there, but circumstances were that I couldn't be, but you did a great job.
Oh, thank you. I tried, buddy.
No, you did. You did well, and I'm sure the listeners enjoyed all the news and happenings that you provided them.
Yeah, I just wanted to get, you know, I wanted to get a little bit of the news out there because I know people rely on us, our nice followers, our little group we got here. I want to make sure they're up to date, you know, because someone depend on us. They don't scour the internet like me and you do all the time.
Right, right. And this is probably a good place to just interject this. Our follower or listener, Judith, which is JLMRN, which she's a nurse. She's been following the show for probably since the beginning, and I had a chance to meet her and her husband down in Walt Disney World over at the Land Pavilion. She was a little disappointed. She loved the show and loved all our reviews on our last show on the Boardwalk area, but she was particularly interested in the ESPN Club. So, Judith, as I tweeted out to you, we will speak to the ESPN Club on this weekend show. So stay tuned, and we will certainly discuss that and hopefully give you some helpful tips for that place and for your family members that are interested in potentially dining at the ESPN Club.
Yeah, we both have a couple stories from there, so it'll help her out. We hope we help her out.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do on this episode, we're going to do the WDW Main Street dining at the Yacht and Beach Club. We're going to combine them two because that's what I always call them, the Yacht and Beach Club. I always consider that as one resort, don't you?
Connected. I was going to say they're almost connected, but they're actually one contiguous building. You can walk through. There's no divide there. But certainly the scheme and the painting of the buildings is different. They're very distinct, but they are sister resorts, if you will. Not mirror images, but certainly the Beach Club is a little more informal, at least in my view, and the Yacht Club is a little more stuffy. At least that's my take on it. I don't know how you feel.
Well, I divide the two like this. If the Yacht and Beach Club were on Gilligan's Island, the Skipper and Gilligan would be at the Beach Club, and the professor and Thurston and Hal and his wife would be over at the Yacht Club. Do you buy that?
Yes, lovey, I would.
Exactly. Marianne would be at the Beach Club, and Ginger would be at the Yacht Club.
Right, right.
I love all the characters, but that's the two resorts. That's how we would split the two resorts up, 3 and 3.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. I mean, that it's like that, because the Beach Club is beautiful in itself, and it is, you know, it has that nautical theme. But when you go over to the Yacht Club, it's even more, you know, even more nautical, if you will. And I don't know, it's just something about it. It just seems stuffy, and not that the cast members aren't as nice or No, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's just the real dark woods, and it just seems a lot darker than the Beach Club, which is well lit and more light and vibrant. I don't know, but I've never stayed at the Yacht Club. I've stayed at the Beach Club a couple of times, but To me, I look at it as the amenities with both because they do share the same pool, Stormalong Bay there. So there's a lot of things that restaurants and amenities that the two resorts share, but certainly they're different in their own right, but yet it's one big resort in my mind.
Well, yeah, I agree with you, and I would be when I'm in there. I've done the same thing as you, Dan. We never stayed at the Yacht Club, but been at the Beach Club.
Right.
And the thing is with me is, but every time I'm in the Yacht Club, I feel like everybody thinks I'm a worker, like I don't belong there. With me being a contractor and all, everybody that's walking by, not that everybody's ever been mean to me or anything like that, but I feel like everybody's looking at me like he does not belong here.
Yeah, they.
Go get your tools and fix my car or my door. That's what I feel like when people
Right.
are looking at me.
Yeah, somebody says to you, my luggage is going to room 13, 14, or something like that, right?
Yep, I could be at my brand new Nikes, my Tommy Hilfiger shirt, the whole nine yards, and I, Ray-Ban sunglasses, and I still feel like I don't belong there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But and I will say, and we'll see as we go through our dining review here, I have spent a fair amount of time at the Yacht Club too. So whether or not they think I belong there, I go there.
Well, I do the same. I love cutting through that resort. We go to that resort all the time before we go to Epcot a lot of nights, you know what I mean? To roam around, and then we'll go over
Right.
and see Illumination. So I love both resorts. I just don't. They're in the Grand Floridian, I just don't feel like I fit in.
No, I totally agree with you. If you were to say, and maybe we'll do a show on this, stuffiest, Walt Disney World resorts, certainly Yacht Club and Grand Floridian, like you said, would make my top three list. And I don't even know what would be number three, but you're right. They do have that feel. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and like I said, nobody's ever treated me bad. Nobody's ever been. I just don't feel comfortable in either one of those resorts for some reason. And it's something I don't know. It's nothing that's ever been done to me. I just don't feel like I fit in.
Someone you tap on the shoulder, tap you on the shoulder, and say, "Would you like an escort over to Pop Century, Mr.
Exactly.
Davis?"
No, Riverside. I'm a Alligator Bayou kind of dude, man.
No, I know that, but they may think you're a moderate, not a moderate, but a value resort guest.
Absolutely, buddy. But it's all good. I love my values and my moderate. I honestly, out of all the resorts, they'd probably be my the last two I would feel comfortable staying at if I
Right.
had an all expenses paid trip. And nothing against them. They're both gorgeous.
Right.
It's just that feeling.
Well, like you always say, you pay your ticket, you're staying on property, whether you're at the All-Star Movies or you're at the Grand Floridian, you're eligible to roam and peruse all of the resorts, with the exception of swimming in some of the pools. And let me interject here, too. We got two, I think three tweets actually since our last show, or the show that we did on the Polynesian. We didn't do our show on the Polynesian with food, but we did talk about it and all the new things opening up. And two of our listeners did comment that you do not need a wristband to swim in the Polynesian pool. So, not that we're promoting this or we're suggesting that you should, but if you happen to mosey on over to the Polynesian and you were in your swim trunks, there'd be no reason why you can't hop in that pool. Just saying.
Oh, I'm going to see Dennis. He's going to be at the new bar over there. What's the new bar called again?
Oh, the Grog's Grotto.
Yeah, you'll be there. Or what's the other one? The new restaurant they opened up over there. The one that everybody's having trouble getting into?
The new one, everybody. I don't think they opened a new restaurant. They opened the Grotto there, which is a bar, which they do have food there, but it's just a Tambu lounge, and they got Kona and Ohana. I don't think they opened a new restaurant, unless I missed something.
No, the big popular one. It's on the tip of my tongue right now.
At the Poly?
Yeah, at the Poly.
I mean, not Captain Cook's. That's not
No,
a.
Trader Sam's.
Well, trade. Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have used the proper name. It's
Yeah.
Trader Sam's Grog Grotto. So,
Okay.
yes, and that's the new bar that features all of those expensive exotic drinks that come with the souvenir, like skull heads and different things that you can purchase and take home as a souvenir. But yeah, you're right, Doug. That did just recently opened.
Yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue. You're going to be a Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar, drinking there, and then you're going to do a cannonball into the pool in October. Does that sound good?
As I'm screaming, I'm staying at Riverside.
There you go.
No. Anyways, it's all good. But in all seriousness, though, as is the case at the Yacht and Beach Club, where you do need a wristband in order to get in the inner gates, in order to swim in the sand bottom pool and use all the amenities there, at least at this point, that is not the case at the Polynesian, according to a couple of our listeners that tweeted us that information.
Okay, well, that's good then. I mean, I don't know. I don't. Have you ever pool hopped? I never have.
I don't, and only because, and I think you and I talked about this, I'm just as happy at a quiet pool that has no amenities, doesn't have a slide, doesn't have a dragon or a sea serpent, although I don't mind seeing those things and they're cool to look at. I'm happy with a square, regular pool that doesn't have a lot of guests around where I can swim around and sit on a lounge chair and just enjoy the day.
Yeah, I don't want anybody gawking at my six pack while I'm out at the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Although, I will say we the couple of times that we did stay at the beach club, I mean, the kid and me or whatever, I did go down the big slide there, the ship that's goes in Stormalong Bay, and
Oh, absolutely.
I had a blast. I mean, my daughter and I, and she was teasing me, and actually, I lost a pair of sunglasses on that slide because I kept them on as I went down, and when I hit the water, they flew off my head. They had to shut the whole ride down so I could dive
Everybody was
underwater.
booing you.
Right. And I never did find them. So, but as I've told you before, I only spend $14.99 a pair for glasses, especially when I'm down in Disney World. So it was no big deal. I just bought another pair.
Man, you guys have the store up by you, Five and Below. Is you Five Below? Have you ever been in there?
I don't think we have them here. I've never heard the name, but who knows?
Everything's $5 or less. You should start getting your glasses there. You'll even be happier.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the other hand, though, on my last trip, I did buy a $229 pair of Oakleys. So maybe I'm double talking myself here, but I would never, ever wear them on a slide or anywhere where I think they might get lost. Those I got, with my life, if you will.
So what'd you do? Get them at Downtown or Disney Springs?
I know I did. I got them at Disney Springs.
All that picking on and all the trash talking, you said that you would never buy a pair of glasses in there. And what? And this is news to me. You didn't even tell me this off the air. You
Well,
didn't want to feed the information to me because you knew I would trash you for it. You told me that you would never buy a pair. I'd walk in there to look around, but you ain't getting me for no glasses. You didn't even buy the $100 ones. You bought the $250 ones.
this is how I justified it, and
Oh,
you'll
here
think
we
this is
go.
crazy. As you know, I was a big Vinyl Nation guy, or I guess I still am. I wouldn't say I was, but I've really, really, really cut down on my
Addiction.
purchasing. Yeah. And I only buy special ones that are affiliated with food or something because of my son, who's a chef, or a flower and garden, a food and wine puts out a special Vinylmation, I'll buy it. But I shouldn't say this, but I used to spend hundreds of dollars a month on Vinylmation just whenever they released at DisneyStore.com. I have a bunch of people I know down in Disney World that are cast members or friends, and they would pick them up for me and ship them to me. I don't do that anymore. So, anyways, I had a Disney gift card, and I was throwing money on it that I usually keep separate from the family money, the vacation money, or whatever, and that's what
It's
I've
your
used.
Vinyl Nation stash card.
Exactly. So this time when I went down, it just so happened that there weren't many releases that were happening, and there weren't in the few that were being released, I wasn't interested in. So I said, well, Dennis needs a gift. He needs something for himself. So I settled on, you know what? You've been using $14.99 sunglasses for, pretty much your whole adult life. Why don't you invest in a good pair? So I went into what is one of the I don't know the name of the store, but there's a couple at
The
Downtown
Sunglass
Disney.
Hut.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. And
Yeah.
anyway, so I went in there, and I was ready to be had. The manager there, she was a nice woman, and
Oh, it had to be a girl. She probably told you you look great in them too, didn't she?
Right. How
They're
could
you.
how did you guess? But anyways, my wife and I went in there, and she knew in advance. I told her I'm going to buy myself a good pair of sunglasses, blah 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 blah. So anyways, Oakley had just come out with this, this latest version that has glare protection and blah blah blah, and they had machines set up where they could show you the different they'd show you glare, and then you'd put the glasses on and see how it cut down. Anyways, I went through a whole half hour spiel, if you will, and at the end of it, I was about $229 lighter.
Oh, geez. You do feel the difference, though, in the good glasses, don't you?
Oh, they are so nice. You put them on, and it's almost like everything is in HD,
It
and
is. It's a difference. That's why I always buy good ones for work and for
right.
driving and stuff like that, because I do a lot of driving, so it does help. And they
Yeah,
do feel so much better. They close, they open. You can feel the. I mean, I still don't think they're worth a couple $100, even when
no,
I bought them, but you
right.
can feel the difference.
Yeah, and of course, where I invested $229, she says, "Well, you should get the little doodad that goes on your visor, so you don't throw them in your pocket or throw them here or there and
So
get them
does that at least
scratched."
say Walt Disney World on it?
No, it was just a plain black
Oh,
visor,
that's tight.
so I bought one of them, and of course, then I bought the I don't even know what you call them, the things you stick on the end of the glasses so you can wear them around your neck or something like that, lanyard, or I guess you'd call it. So I bought one of them. So anyways, I was the perfect customer. They she saw me coming and reeled me right in.
Oh, there you go. I'd like to have a picture of that. How good you a two-way mirror watch you smiling as you're putting the one in your face.
Right. I do enjoy them, though, really, in all seriousness. I do enjoy them. I take care of them. And,
Yep.
you know,
I bought
bef
my last pair of Ray-Bans down there. I still have them. They're the black, solid black Ray-Bans, and they're my Disney sunglasses.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like anything else. It's like when you, if you drink wine or whatever, once you step up in class and drink that 20 or 25 or $30 bottle of wine, it's hard to go back to a $7 bottle. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Speaking of wine, let's get into some food. We'll get on our
Okay.
little dining plan over here at the Yacht and Beach Club. So, where are you
All
going to
right.
have breakfast at, partner?
Well, I thought about maybe switching it up and doing something different than what most of our listeners are thinking of what I'm going to do, but I didn't because I feel so strongly about it, and I know you know where I'm going, but I'll say it anyways. But we are going to head over to the Captain's Grill, which is in,
Really?
yeah, what a shock. Again, which is in the it's in the Yacht Club, and it's and again, if you were staying at the Beach Club, for those of you that are familiar with this area, you can be in the Beach Club and you just walk down this long hallway, and you'd go by Cape May Cafe, and there's a couple of bar rooms. You would actually go by the Yachtsman Steakhouse, again, all in the inside, in air conditioning. So if it's in the summer that you're doing this. But anyways, when you get to the main lobby of the Yacht Club, that's where the Captain's Grill is. It'd be before you get to the actual main lobby, but when you kind of officially arrive at the Yacht Club, the Captain's Grill would be right on your right-hand side. And it's a restaurant that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as I've said in previous shows, this is a place where we've never eaten lunch or we've never eaten dinner there, but we've eaten breakfast there. Boy, it's got to be pushing 10 plus times, I would say.
So
And
it's your
we've.
go-to breakfast place, as everybody who listens to this show knows.
Well, yeah, and like I said, how we found this place is when we did stay at the Beach Club a couple times, we did a land sea package years and years ago for one of our anniversaries. We stayed at the Beach Club, and as you know, there is no food court or anything like that at the deluxe resort. So we were saying, gee, what are we going to do for breakfast? The Beach Club has a little store that has things, cold cereal, different things, but they really don't have any place to sit down and have breakfast. So we went to Concierge, and we asked them, where's the closest place to get something for breakfast that you could sit down? So, obviously they directed us. They said, well, if you want to do a character dining, blah, 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 you can go to Cape May Cafe. And at that time, that wasn't something we wanted to do. So the next offering or the next place that they had suggested for us was the Captain's Grill. So we went over there and, very nice. We were able to walk in and get a table, and that's another plus to this place. It's not character dining. It's nautical themed, as you would expect being in the yacht club, but it's a very nice place. It's got quite a few tables, and like I said, the good thing about it is you can usually just walk up and get a seat. That may not be the case at the peak times down at the parks, but if you do want to do this, call and make a reservation. But if not, definitely try because you'll probably get in. And we just got hooked on the it's called the Yacht Club Breakfast Buffet, and they have like a room off to the side of the dining hall where they present the buffet. It's not it's not expansive. It's not like a 20, 30-foot table with all kinds of stuff on it, but in that room they have all of the traditional Disney breakfast offerings that you would expect. Mickey pancakes, Mickey waffles, excuse me. All the fixings that go with that. You can get sausage, hash browns, anything you could get at any of your food courts at the moderate resorts. But in addition to that, you got some higher end stuff. They got salmon and what's that stuff they call that they you put on bagels and stuff.
Locks.
Lox, there you go. I was going to say cream cheese, but that wouldn't have worked. Actually, that would work on a bagel, but yeah, lox. And they have all kinds of other specialty dishes, eggs Benedict. They have different
Lobster omelets.
omelets, lobster, exactly. So, if you don't want to eat the traditional fare, which you may not want to, given it's $18.99 for an adult, $10.99 for kids, but you just have such an array, and even those that want to eat healthier, they got a good abundance of fruit offerings, oatmeal, anything and everything, all the way down to pastries. And we've just always enjoyed that. And in fact, on our last trip, we took my daughter and her boyfriend there, and that's where we ate breakfast on our first full day in Disney World. So it's kind of become a tradition to us. And I can't recommend it enough because it's off the beaten path. And when somebody says, breakfast at Walt Disney World, not many people think of this place. But to me, it's a hidden gem. And now the caveat to that is it's difficult to get to. If you're not staying at the beach club, the yacht club, or the boardwalk, you got to figure out, gee, how am I going to get there? So you either do the Dennis cab trick if you're staying, at Coronado Springs, or you're at the Caribbean Beach, or you're at All Star Movies. To try to get a bus and connect and all that over there probably wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. You'd spend most of your morning just in transportation. But if you take a cab or you're staying at one of those resorts, to me, it's the place to go.
Or if you're driving, drive over to Yacht and Beach Club and then go to Epcot for the day or take the boat down to Hollywood Studios.
Absolutely. And I think you alluded to it too, Doug. I mean, we've never partaked in this stuff. So they have tailored eggs, which is two eggs, savory hash browns with a choice of bacon or sausage and a biscuit, $10.99. They have something here that when I was doing my research, I looked at, and I'm not sure that I would like this, but they have a lobster omelet, butter poached lobster, asparagus, cream, and savory hash browns, $13.49.
I was going to say, I've never had lobster for breakfast, and I've seen a lot of people do it. I mean, if you remember the Seinfeld episode where Kramer steals all the lobsters and makes everybody breakfast? Well, he makes them the night before, and then George wakes up because of Jerry's girlfriend and makes everybody lobster omelets. Remember?
I do remember that now that you say
Yeah, and she's telling him, I don't eat anything. I'm a vegetarian. And then he goes, well, how do you like your eggs? And here they are, because she's going on and on about they're the best eggs she ever had.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to scare people away. They have traditional stuff. I mean, poached eggs. Actually, this is interesting too.
Oh, dark
Poached
chocolate
eggs.
waffles look awesome.
Yeah. Lump crab salad, Serrano ham, potato, risotti, not risotto, but risotti, and hollandaise sauce. Citrus scented French toast. I don't think I'd like that, but challah bread with lavender infused strawberry compote and white chocolate ganache over with your choice of bacon or sausage.
And then the dark chocolate waffles, you got buttermilk pancakes, lemon ricotta hotcakes. I mean, I wonder what lemon ricotta cheese tastes like, man.
Well, again, and we should ask Deb this, or maybe we'll shoot Deb an email. I don't know if you're looking at the same menu as me. She highlights in blue certain items on the menu, and I
I
don't,
see it.
yeah, I don't know if maybe that's gluten free or that's her favorites, or I don't know what that means, but
No,
the.
these are the favorites. Usually on her page, because I've been on her page for years, everything that she highlights is usually like, and I don't want to repeat again, but anytime I can talk about bangers and mash. Like on the Rose and Crown, it's usually the go-to meal of the restaurant. One of the specials of the restaurant is what the
Yep.
highlights are.
Okay. All right. Well, that being the case, the lemon ricotta hotcakes that you mentioned, blueberry compote, lemon curd, and savory hash browns, $10.99.
Yeah, there's some different options on here that I wouldn't mind trying. Like, I probably wouldn't get the buffet. I would probably just get one of the entrees, if you breakfast entrees, because I don't go back for seconds. So 18, even though what I'm going to choose is going to be, but I just wanted to choose it because I knew you would take the yachts and you would go there, the captain's
Right,
row.
right.
So we have something different to talk about because we usually always pick the same thing, and I was going to go there because I know you recommend it, but I decided not to. But I would probably get one of the entrees because I don't know if I would go back and back, and I would like to try some of the specials there.
No, good point. And it's a shame because I'm probably missing out on some great stuff here. And one of these times, I'm going to have to just pull away from the buffet and try some of the menu options because everything you and I mentioned just now sounds very good or at least intriguing to me.
Well, I will try it. I might try it actually if we go down in the fall again, and I might try that one morning. Take
All
Brent over
right.
there because I drive over there almost every day. I drive in and out of the beach yacht and beach club.
All right, I'm writing it down. So you must go to the Captain's Grill and order something off the breakfast menu that's not the breakfast buffet.
Okay, next time we're down there, we're gonna go. I promise you that. That'll be
Awesome.
one of the to-do list.
You will love it. So where are you going to head for breakfast?
Me and Brenda's going to go do something different, and we're going to go and have the Goofy Beach Club character breakfast, the all-you-can-eat buffet. And we won't have lunch. We'll have a late lunch on this day.
Okay.
But we
Okay.
wanted to try it. I mean, the adult price ranges from $26.62 to $30.88. And what that means is that always used to confuse me, but for some reason, Disney likes to charge different prices on more crowded times of the year. Don't you find that a crock then?
Yeah, it's like you're here. We know you're here. It's crowded. You can't get in anywhere. And not only if you can get in here, we're going to gouge you once you get in there.
How about they just charge 28 in the middle and be done with
Yeah, I
it?
know.
Instead of making me feel the fool. It's
Right.
$26.62 for adult, $30.88 for it's between $26.62 and $30.88, and then for children it's $13.84 to $17.03. But we're getting this. This is the dream WDW Main Street dining plan, because I probably really wouldn't do that if we were doing this. But they have some interesting offerings here too, Dan. The smoked salmon. Pastrami style smoked salmon, capers, onions, lettuce, and tomatoes. Does that sound good to you for breakfast?
Actually, no, not
Me
to me.
neither. Hard boiled egg, low fat cottage cheese, applesauce, and healthy grain fruit salad. Now, but these are things for, I guess, I mean, not to talk about Mike and the lizards and all, but I guess if you're going on a run or you're watching your weight or I mean, these are some good offerings for you. They have
Right.
something for everybody, is the reason I'm reading it. Apple walnut spinach salad. Now, I would like that for lunch, but not breakfast. What about you?
Yeah, none of that stuff. I mean, it's under cold offerings.
Yeah. Low fat strawberry yogurt, low fat vanilla honey yogurt. I mean, I'm going to the parks. I need energy. So I'm headed down to the hot offerings, which sounds
Right.
really good to me. For hot offerings, you got scrambled eggs, chorizo and four cheese scrambled eggs, fritters, stewed Romano tomatoes and breakfast potatoes, hand-carved glazed ham, pork sausage links and smoked bacon, Cape May Cafe French toast with maple syrup, and a caramel banana sauce. I'm in with the banana sauce.
Now that sounds a lot better than the cold offerings to me.
Absolutely. The Mickey waffles with chocolate chips, strawberry Melba, and whipped cream. Now, I wonder if I could add some caramel sauce on top of all that. That's where I'm living.
I'm sure they'd allow that.
And then you got seasonal vegetables, hollandaise sauce, creamy cheddar grits, biscuits, homestyle sausage and gravy, hot oatmeal, and hot apple Quinoa cereal, which I won't have that either. But the hot offerings are where I'm going to live. That's going to be my pocket if you follow me.
Yep.
But the Mickey waffles with the chocolate chip, strawberry Melba, whipped cream, and then top it off with some caramel banana sauce. That sounds like my dream right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that you just mentioned that seem more palatable to me, anyways, for what I would eat if I was there. And I can only add that I think we've eaten here twice over the years. Once for the dinner buffet, and I know we ate breakfast buffet because I distinctly remember Daisy Duck coming over and sitting out in our booth and spent plenty of time with us for pictures. It must have been dinner or lunch. Because I remember King Crab Legs being there, and I don't see that on the breakfast menu, so it had to be lunch or dinner.
Yeah, I would bet on dinner.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Minnie and Daisy are taking their picture with me right now.
Last time I went by there, I think they had Goofy and somebody else, but every time I go by there, or the few times that we've eaten there, I mean, it is a pretty festive atmosphere, and the characters do a good job of getting around to each table and spending time, particularly if there are kids at the table, which is only appropriate. So it is nice. The only thing I will say, and I harp on this all the time, and even if you walk by in between meals, if you will, like say you walk by there like 10:30 in the morning, and say breakfast ended at 10 or whatever, and I don't know that if this is true, but I've done this walking back and forth to the beach club to the yacht club, or from the yacht club to the beach club. It does have a fishy smell around the restaurant. And see, it probably wouldn't bother you at all because you love seafood and your wife loves seafood. But to smell seafood, if you're not a seafood lover, if you're showing up for breakfast, it's a total turnoff. And that's why we really haven't been back because, I can only imagine with the king crab legs and a lot of the, not that it's only seafood, but it's kind of seafood. Heavy, if you will, given it's the Cape May Cafe and the beach club and it's the whole nautical theme. Some of them odors inevitably just seep into the serveries or whatever you want to call it. So that's just something I've personally noticed. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. They clean and
No, I hear you. It
all
just
that.
has a
But
little bit of an aroma to it.
yes, exactly.
Like a
So
fish market.
exactly. No matter how much you clean, you're always going to have that smell. And again, I'm not saying it's bad. And if you love seafood, that might be an inviting smell to you. But
Who knows? Disney might even pump it in like they do at the candy.
yeah.
I would more bet on that they're trying to make it smell like a fish market
Right.
than that it smells for real. Kind of like the
Yeah.
candy shop, how they have the candy smell.
Yeah, they just pump out the vanilla or whatever
Yeah, they're
to make you
pumping
come
out
in
the
and buy
salmon
some.
here.
No, but it is a very good place. And like I said, we've eaten there a couple of times and we were very satisfied with the offerings. And it's been a few years, but and again, it probably wasn't breakfast, but I remember not being unhappy at all with what they had to offer. And it was a pretty robust buffet, as I recall.
Okay, so now we walked around the whole boardwalk. We've roamed. We burned off some energy. We went to Epcot and had some fun on Soarin'. Now it's lunchtime. Where are you going for lunch?
I am going to go to, and I've actually done this, so I can speak from experience. I am going to head over to Beaches and Cream, and I am going to order the Angus beef burger, which is served with cheddar, lettuce and tomato on a fresh baked bun with choice of fresh fruit or french fries, and we know that answer, so we don't even need to discuss that. I think you said it on one of our previous shows. If you're going to go for the burger, you're certainly not going to get the fresh fruit with that.
No, you're going to get some fries, flipping
exactly.
large.
I don't know if you've ever had the burger here, but what I will say, and I don't know if it's folklore, I don't know if it's just a perception, I don't know, but this burger tastes better than other burgers that I've had, whether it's at Pico's Bill's, any other place you could mention on campus, work is seeping in here, on property, it just tastes better. The burger at Beaches and Cream is out of this world, and they have some different burgers that are a little bit more exotic. They have, with ham and Swiss and sautéed onions and horseradish mustard sauce, but I just go for the traditional, cheese, lettuce, and tomato on the bun with some fries. You cannot go wrong.
Well, what we're going to have to do is next time I'm down in Disney World, I'm going to go to Pico's Bill's and try their hamburger, and then you go to Pecos Bill's, and you let me know which burger's better.
Tomato, tomato.
But no, I just love how you say Pico's.
That's all right. Did you know what I meant?
Yes, I know. I know exactly what you meant.
That's all
how
that
could
matters.
I go wrong? Well, to be honest with you, Dan, this is the same exact place I'm going for lunch, so I'm going to be in the booth right across from you.
Okay.
And what I'm going to have is, because it's been on my mind since I talked about the taste track. I'm going to have the six cheese blend fresh baked sourdough bread grilled cheese with tomato bisque. Doesn't that sound good? It's a six cheese blend fresh baked sourdough bread served with lettuce and tomato. I'm going to have that. I'm going to order a side of fries. I ain't going to get a bowl of chili. Could you imagine having grilled cheese with a bowl of chili?
Yeah, I could. I could imagine that. Well,
it's a little heavy for me.
Right. In all seriousness, though, Doug, when you look at this menu and the things that are on it, and again, if you've never eaten lunch or dinner here, not that they have dinner offerings, but it is kind of like what we were talking about last week with the diners and stuff. And it almost, I would almost put it in the category of a mini 50s prime time.
Yeah, it's a nice place. And they do serve dinner, but these are their dinner offerings too.
Right, and it's heavy on the sandwiches. You're not going to go in there and get a
meatloaf and potatoes and stuff
right.
like that.
You're not going to get a New York strip steak or something like that there. It's all American food is at least the way I look at it, and it's very good. You know, I'm sure, well, I shouldn't even say this. I'm assuming it's probably the same hamburger wherever they buy their hamburger from, Disney, that is, that's at any of their other serveries that have counter service food. Or maybe it's not.
I think it's a better cut because it's $15.99. At Pico's Bill's, you're only paying like $9.99. You know what I'm saying? I bet it's a better cut. It's a more leaner meat, I would say, a better piece of meat.
Right. And like I said, most people I talk to, I have one buddy.
It's Angus, man. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned we talked about that a couple shows ago about Angus beef and Angus steak and how good it is and all that stuff. But if you're looking to just have a burger on Disney property and I would recommend it for lunch, although you could have it for dinner if you wanted to. You cannot go wrong, in my view, with the Angus beef burger.
No, they have great food here. And the thing of it is I tried. Brenda got the salmon sandwich, by the way.
Yeah.
She only ate half because she wants to go out for a big dinner. But anyway, I tried to get for lunch, but she wouldn't allow it. I wanted the grilled banana bread and peanut butter with caramelized bananas, whipped cream, and a scoop of ice cream. And I tried to sell her that it was bread, so it's a sandwich, but she wouldn't buy it. So I ended up getting the grilled cheese to make her madder, but it was all good.
Right, and we probably should have said this on the front end. Given the name of this place, Beaches and Cream, I mean, it really is known for its desserts, particularly ice cream based, particularly
the kitchen sink.
Absolutely. And closely behind that is the No Way Jose, which I've partaked in a couple of times. So those are really what they're known for. And actually, this place, just for those that don't know, after illuminations at night or something like that, a lot of people make a beeline and walk that walk that you always talk about.
Heaven walk.
The walk, either from the International Gateway, or if for whatever reason, maybe they're over at Fantasmic and they're coming from the studios, they go to Beaches and Cream, and usually it's a zoo at Beaches and Cream, and you really, you may have an hour wait to even get in there because it's really just a hole in the wall, right?
Oh yeah, me and Brent, every time we're done at the end of the night, we like to get our suite on. At the end of the day, we split something on the way back to the room when we go back to
Right.
Riverside or whatever resort we're staying at. We usually like to get some, so that's why this fills up. Everybody wants to get their last little midnight snack. But just so parents know, the other good thing about this, the food is really good, but you got your staples for your kids. You know, most kids want, they have hot dogs, hamburgers, mac and cheese, grilled cheese here, so it's a great place to take the kids because they're going to find something on the menu.
Right. And the other thing to keep in mind too, and this just happened, I'm going to say within the last year, I may be wrong, maybe it's been a little longer, they now take reservations there. So you can book Beaches and Cream at 180 days plus 10
Contact your
out.
travel agent.
Right. American Tourist Travel,
Travel.
if you need to book a trip, give
And
them
ask
a
for
shout.
Doug.
And ask for Doug, and he will take care of you. But in all seriousness, this place is so popular. It used to be walk-up only, and like I said, they have a few tables outside, and it used to get pretty, a lot of commotion out there because it's so popular. So now they've done ADRs, which I'm not necessarily a fan of for a place like this, but it is what it is. So it takes some of the, you may have to plan to go here, I guess is what I'm saying. If, like I said, if you were to watch Illuminations the whole show until the very end, and then make the mass exodus out of the park, by the time you walked over to Beaches and Cream, my guess is that it'd be totally full, and you might have a 45 to a 1 hour wait there. That wouldn't be unheard of. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. The place is always packed at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Most of them are. Like, even when you go back to Riverside or the Caribbean Beach at Old Man's Island, the whole nine yards, any of the bakeries are always pretty packed at the end of the night. Over at a French Quarter to get the baguettes at the end of the day,
Right.
there's always a mad rush for sweets at the end of the day for some reason.
Yeah, which is why, and that's a pet peeve of mine, but I won't go on a rant now. I'll just mention it briefly. I still don't get why in most resorts they close at 11 o'clock, because if you stay for some of the nighttime shows in the parks, particularly let's say the studios, if they're running two versions of not versions but two showings of Fantasmic, the second one doesn't go off to 10 o'clock. So by the time you watch that, get out of there, get it to the bus or whatever means of transportation you're taking back to your resort, it's pushing 11 o'clock or maybe even after. And all these food courts and most of these places all closed. So I don't really get that, but that's just a pet peeve of mine.
I hear you. I know they're trying to get done because they got a big day tomorrow to get the kitchen cleaned and get it up and running, but maybe midnight would be a little better.
Oh yeah, no, I agree. And I've always said that they want you back in bed so you can be up very early in the morning and have your wallet with you so you can spend some fresh money.
Absolutely. So I have a funny feeling we're both going to the same place for dinner.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it wasn't, but since it's my turn, I'll take the first crack at this. I am going to go to the Churro Cut. No, I'm only kidding. I am going to go to the Yachtsman Steakhouse for dinner.
I took your booth. I took your seats.
Yeah. I mean, you can chime in here after I go through my stuff. Have you actually ever eaten here, Doug?
One time years ago,
Okay. And I'll say that we've eaten here once as well, because I've told my story before. When we were traveling with the kids when they were a little younger and our budget was a little tighter, we made several ADRs for this place, and it tended to be later on in our vacation week. And we always seemed to look at our budget at the time, and it was always something that we ended up canceling because, as I'll talk about in a minute when I go through what I had, it's one of the high-end restaurants. I put this on par with California Grill, Gigo,
Le Cellier.
Le Cellier, I would agree. It's in there, and some of the restaurants over at the Grand Floridian. It is not cheap, but it is fantastic. About 3 trips ago, when my son was with us, and he's the chef in New York City, as you all know that listen to the show.
Little Prince, go to Little Prince, New
Yeah,
York
Little
City.
Prince, there you go. I got to get him on the show. That's what we got to do. But anyways, I digress. We ate there, and he was with us, and we kind of let him steer the ship, no pun intended, given it's the Yachtsman Steakhouse. We knew this was one of those. I think I told you before, with 4 people, we were looking at $500 at the end of this whole thing, without a doubt, because we fully utilized the whole menu. One of the things about the Yachtsman, I'll just say, and those that live in the city, New York, potentially Chicago, are very familiar with this, but being up here in Massachusetts, at least the restaurants that I eat at, I've never seen this. The unique thing about this restaurant is when you walk in, when they call your number or after they give you the beeper or whatever, there's a big window and they have all the cuts of meats on display, and they have little placards that tell you what the meat is. It's a ribeye, it's a
Yeah, they show you
prime
the parts
rib.
where it comes from, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. So you
Yep.
can almost look and see what type of cut you might want, or get an idea anyways on the way in as to what you want. And then after you sit down, they actually bring over a platter of the steak offerings, and you can literally pick the piece of meat that you want. So again, this may not be that big a deal, like I said, for those that live in major cities and they're used to this type of stuff, but at least for Walt Disney World, this is something that I had never seen. So that's pretty I don't know. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely.
So anyways, what I would get, or what we did get, I guess I'll just tell the story as it happened, and it's just easier. But and I'm going to butcher this word, so you may have to help me here, Doug. It's the charcuterie board.
Okay.
That sounds right. And what it is suckling pig chorizo, lardo toast, and boar terrine. And I was supposed to look up terrine. I said I was going to when I did my homework, and I didn't. I don't know if it's brains and intestines or what it might be, but I'm assuming it's some part of the boar that's not a traditional cut, but I have no idea. But anyways, this board comes out, and it's pretty big. I would say it's what would I say? I don't know. I'd say it's about 24 inches long, maybe by 18 inches thick, and it's got all kinds of meats and cheeses and dips and different things, and the items that I already mentioned, the pork, the suckling pig, and different things. And the great thing about it is, and having my son there, he knew what all these things were, and he kind of explained it to us. Not that the waitress wouldn't have if we would have asked, but it was nice to have somebody kind of say that, this is that, or whatever. And like I said, some of the things were just way out there where, my wife and I said, yeah, really, why don't you eat that? We're good, So, but it was delicious, no doubt about it. It was a great appetizer. We had a couple of the other appetizers. I don't remember exactly what they were. Maybe the jumbo shrimp cocktail or something like that, something that's more mainstream. But the cutlery board, if that's how you say it, was something that was a new experience for us, but we really did enjoy it.
Oh, I would love to try any of that stuff. I love new experiences. Like me and Brenda would probably get to start off, I might as well say, because we're eating together this trip.
Yeah.
I would we would definitely try the pinky toe crab stuffed donuts. It's a car. It's a corn emulsion. What is it? Gonulated, Mastrato, pea tenderless. I mean, come on with all
Tendrils,
that.
yeah.
But it looks really good. If you see the pictures, it looks like a glazed donut, but I'm sure it doesn't taste that way. But I would love. That sounds so interesting, doesn't it to you?
Yeah, it does. And again, Deb has this highlighted in blue, so she's either had it or she highly recommends it. So, yeah, I mean, again, and we say this all the time, a lot of these fancy restaurants, come up with these crazy names for stuff that may be a little unfamiliar to us. But if you break it all down, I'm sure it's a little more basic than what it just sounded like, and
Well,
it's probably delicious.
I'm sure the donut, the reason I want to try this, because I'd never seen this before, but I'm sure the donut kind of forms the same kind of outer crust as what you do when you have a normal crab cake. It just has more of a
Right.
dough kind of outer crust. And that really sounds interesting to me. And I'm sure the powder that it looks like on it is the stuff that more goes with crab than what would go with a donut, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm sure they made it look powdery like that, but it has more of a flavor that would go more towards a don I mean more towards a crab in it. I
Right.
really want to try that. The reason I want to go to this restaurant again is to try that.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, let me continue on mine and then we can get to yours, which you're kind of intertwining here, which is fine. What I'm going to get for dinner, or what I got for my entree when I was there, is I'm going to get the 12-ounce prime New York strip steak, which is white cheddar, twice baked, comes with white cheddar, twice baked potato, peppercorn brandy sauce, and that's $49. That steak, as I remember it, certainly I put it up there with either the best or one of the best steaks I've ever had on Disney property. I'm not talking about off of Disney property, but it was well worth it for the money. I mean, for the money we paid, maybe it wasn't worth it, but I mean, as far as Disney dining goes, it was out of this world. I really enjoyed it.
We have a local place around here I talk about all the time called the Franklinville Inn. And it's the same class as this. And that's what we pay for a filet around here. So it isn't like it's ungodly price. It's just you
Right.
couldn't afford. You do it, it's a special occasion. So it's one of your special dining experiences when you're at Disney for that vacation. You couldn't do these restaurants every night. But they're
No.
not overly priced compared to things that we have eaten at home before.
Right. Yeah, and the interest, well, not interesting, but I found interesting, and when we were kind of ordering our entrees, you'll notice on the menu, if you're looking at it, Doug, they have a thing called side dishes. That $49 gets you the steak. That's it. The steak. Well, in the
And the
potato, I
potato,
meant
yeah.
it. Right. But if you want a vegetable or another side or whatever, that blew me away when I was, because I'm looking at, all right, $49 and, this, and we had a glass of wine and we had the appetizers. I mean, come on, you can't throw a spoonful of carrots on the plate. You gotta gouge me here. But it's just the way it is. And
Well, the thing that gets me with it is the one thing I didn't like about the side dishes was they aren't, for me, they aren't things that I want to go with my steak. Like truffled macaroni and cheese. I'm eating filet mignon. I don't want macaroni and cheese. I'm sorry, even though there's truffles in it. Cream spinach. I don't like cream. I mean, there corned beef and cabbage, Brussels sprouts, caramelized onions, sauteed mushrooms. I mean, everything is like you're saying, where's carrots, peas, and corn? or something like that. Like, give me one of those three in this offering.
Like I said, it didn't upset me or
No,
anything. It's a
but
high-end
yeah.
restaurant, and I get it. And I was just like, come on, you can't give me some green beans here. You
Exactly,
throw me
that's my
something.
point. Offer something like your normal basic four. The basic four are carrots, peas, corn, and green beans. They're the basic four. One of those four could be on there, is my point. But I didn't get a side dish either. What they gave me with the potato and the steak, I'm in happy world. Brenda always wants me to have my veggies, so it's a reason for me not to have my veggies.
There you go.
So.
Yeah, no, it's again, it's just the way they do it. And again, if you add up the $49 for the strip steak and then another $10 for a side, you have your potato and you have a drink, or like I mentioned, the appetizer, although it was split four ways. I mean, now you're creeping up 70, $80 a pop, and like I said, you can easily get to the $400 plus dollar range for the whole shooting match.
Yeah, and they have other things. This is the thing. Like, when we've talked before, you go to a steakhouse, you want steak. They do have day boat scallops. You got butternut squash waffles, which I don't know. That's $31. I don't know if I'd have butternut squash waffles at a steakhouse, but that's just me.
I'm with you.
Yeah, grilled lamb chops. You got seared ahi tuna, and then duck a l'orange, which all are good stuff, but if I'm going to a steakhouse, I want a steak. And right. Can you – I would end up – because this is what – I always like the filet more than the strip.
Yeah.
I would actually get the 8-ounce black Angus filet. That would be – that's what I got. That's what I would get. And compared to Le Cellier, I compare both of them equal. It's just they both have different flavor on the steak, what they cooked it in. But both steaks are equally well done. Do you disagree?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, everything we had there was perfectly prepared. I mean, and I vividly remember this, and I wish I remembered her name, and I don't. I mean, the waitress that we have was outstanding. She was attentive. She knew the whole menu. She explained everything, what it is, what to expect. You know, will it feed two people or four people? I mean, at least the waitress that we had, you could tell she was a seasoned veteran and she was appropriate for that type restaurant.
It's a beautiful place. I recommend everybody should go there at least once. Try it.
Yeah, and that's a good point, because we went there once and we haven't been back. And not that we wouldn't go back, but that's like once every 5 years for us, because it's not, we go to California Grill, but that would be our one big blowout dinner for the trip.
Well, the thing is with me is, I'll say what I was going to have for dessert, and then we'll tie this up with a neat little bow. Mm-hmm. The reason, like, I love Le Cellier, so the reason that I picked that over this is because Le Cellier prices were so much better there for the longest time. Well, now they're both on equal ground, almost. You know what I mean? So, I go to either one. I would go to the Yachtsman again now, because Le Cellier has so many sentimental things to it. But if I couldn't get if I don't get an ADR there, I'm not worried about it anymore. I'll go here, because I'm not. It isn't like I'm saving money by going to Le Cellier, because I used to always say Le Cellier steak just as good, and it's like $14 cheaper, and I like the atmosphere better.
Right.
But now you can't say that no more.
Yeah, and I tend to agree with you, because I've eaten at Le Cellier many, many times, as you have, and I would say that you're right. I have more memories with it. The Yachtsman, as good as it was, and, you know, if the steak was as good, it might even have been better, but, you know, if I had my choice, I'd probably go to Le Cellier.
Yeah, me
not
so.
That it's better food, but for the reasons you said, the memories and the previous dinners that we have there, had there, for that reason, I'd go to Le Cellier.
Absolutely. So I'm going to end it off. I'm going to, before we sneak out the door, I'm going to have a quick chocolate peanut cake to finish it off. It's a pretzel salted caramel gelato with a liquid ganache.
Okay.
That sounds very good. They also have a fig cheesecake and peaches and cream, no sugar added. The Yachtsman Sundae, which is a trip of gelato and amaretto cherries, seasonal sorbet trio, coconut tule, fairy tale celebration, guavi, and creme brulee, which, you know, everybody likes creme brulee.
Ah, that's awesome.
So, but this was fun, Dan. I really enjoyed doing the Yacht and Beach Club. I'm looking forward to doing another one of the resorts and Downtown Disney.
Yep.
So that's going to be it for show number 162. You got anything else you want to say, Dan?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, we covered it. And like I said, Judith, hang in there, and we'll speak to the ESPN Club on a future show, if not the next one, very soon. So
on Sunday's episode, we'll do it.
Okay.
With the news, we'll add in a little run on ESPN Club. Please, guys, all you loyal listeners, we really, really would love you guys to go over to iTunes and leave us a review. Please. We're begging of you now. But please, go over and leave us a review. We really could use them. I know it's a pain in the butt, but we'd really appreciate it. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook, and we will talk to you guys real soon. Have a good night, Dan.
You too, Doug. See you next week.
All right, bye-bye. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.